it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in just a little bit, I want to tell you guys that there is a team that is interested in Matt Nagy being their head coach. We'll talk about that coming up in a bit. Rob, you and I have spent a lot of time talking about the Chiefs' run game. I want to give you a stat. This stat is centered around Isaiah Pacheco. Did you know that when Isaiah Pacheco has run the ball from shotgun, Isaiah Pacheco is averaging 3.6 yards per carry? He has not been very successful when they have decided to do that. And you remember a couple of weeks ago, it was in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't remember what exactly day it was, but you remember I gave my four fixes for the Chiefs offense. And one of them is you got to start getting Isaiah Pacheco going downhill. You need to get in single back. You need to get Mahomes under center, turn around, and hand him the football. Because I felt the biggest problem with Isaiah Pacheco was he was just thinking too much. He just wasn't his usual self. You got to get him and get his confidence back and get him a full head of steam, running forward, running over people, and playing with that fire. Well, did you know that when the Chiefs run the ball under center with Isaiah Pacheco, that 3.6 yards per carry moves up to 5.2 yards per carry? Now, I know you guys don't want to give this person any credit, but maybe, just maybe, that adjustment comes from their offensive coordinator. I know it's possible. I know it's possible that maybe the Chiefs saw something that was going wrong with the run game. They were listening to this show because you know that this show is a petri dish of ideas. One day, Matt Nagy was driving home and heard my suggestion and said, you know what? You're right. I'm going to try that. And then he went home and he was having he had the old school projector out. The old school film, not on the iPad. He had the old school projector. He's an old school ball coach. He's like, you know what? Let me start designing some under center runs for Isaiah Pacheco. And now look, they've sparked the run game. 5.2 yards per carry under center. I know you guys won't thank these two people, but again, I got to use this show as a platform to pat myself on the back. Let me pat myself on the back about Matt Nagy and being the only believer in Matt Nagy. Let me also pat myself on the back for suggesting that they should just run the ball under center more. And look, it has been an overwhelming success that when they run the ball from under center, it's actually worked very well for the Chiefs.
If we're going to, you know, pat you on the back.
To start hating.
No, I'm going to. If we're going to pat you on the back.
You need a button I can start pressing when you start hating.
If we're going to pat people on the back who were unpopular among Chiefs Twitter that could help improve the run game, can we also pat Kingsley Suamataia on the back?
You can.
Because he has been really good in run blocking this year. I know the thought was, well, he was a bust. After the first couple preseason games, it was, oh, God, he stinks. Remember that story came out from St. Joe that Jalen Moore was taking some reps at guard, and it was, you know, oh, we got to cut him. He stinks. What a total failure. This, that, and the other. Kingsley Suamataia is a really good run blocking guard. And no, he's not as good as Joe Tooney. But the interior, as Chris Collinsworth calls it, the red wall, which is a terrible nickname, but that's neither here nor there. That Kingsley, Creed, and Trey Smith group is starting to maul people again. So it's not just scheme, which it is scheme. Good job, Matt Nagy. Good job, Andy Reid. I think they are getting more out of their interior offensive line, which includes fan least favorite, Kingsley Suamataia.
Someone on the text line said, ego much, C-Dot. I only have to do this. You guys, this is your fault. You guys get on me so much when I get things wrong, but then when I'm right, no one says, you know what, Carrington, that was a good take. You were right. So I have to do it. You know Rob's not going to do it. Rob, he's my biggest op. He's the biggest op I have. Somebody has to do it. I said this weeks ago. I said, run the ball under center. Look, the Chiefs have done it. They've fixed Isaiah Pacheco. You guys hated on Matt Nagy. I believed him. I was the only one in the city. It was me and Matt Nagy standing there. And now look, he's about to interview. Not interview. He is being suggested to an NFL team. I'll tell you which one it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.